apology from Miles Sampa over harassment of election observer, and Ethiopian volcano eruption sends ash to Delhi, hitting flight operations. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security to collect all illegal firearms across the country in a bid to curb rising thuggery and violence. Addressing a press conference at State House today, President Hichilema emphasized that no cadre, whether from the UPND, PF or any other party, will be allowed to promote violence in the country, stressing that the rule of law must prevail. The head of state also questioned why some civil society organizations chose not to make submissions during the constitutional amendment process, but are now opting to protest instead of prioritizing dialogue.
We will not allow any thuggery to return to our streets, to our bus stops, to our public places ever again. You try to do that, the law will be with you. You cannot use religion, hide under a church to parrot violence. You will be exposed, I assure you. The law does not recognize a particular church member.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has acknowledged that Zambians have the right to complain about load shedding, which has affected all citizens, but assured that the problem will be fully resolved within 3 years.
I want to assure the people of Zambia, one of the decisions we made just a few days ago, the president decreed, you can call me anything, that every constituent will invest in 2 megawatts. Every constituent will invest in 2 megawatts. And a quick calculation there gives you 312 megawatts, if my numbers are right. Minister, isn't it? 312 megawatts. A small station that will address the needs. Let me give an example of my home area, Nyimba. Every district is my home area. Please accept that. Nyimba, in Eastern Province, only consumes 1.5 megawatts of power. Why should Nyimba be loaded?
The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, has demanded an immediate public apology from Matero Member of Parliament, Miles Sampa, following what it has described as the harassment, victimization and intimidation of one of its accredited observers at Jordan UCZ Community School in Matero constituency on 24th November 2025. According to CCMG Program Director Peter Mwanangombe, Mr. Sampa visited the voter registration center without accreditation and confronted the observer, questioned their presence, forcibly took their accreditation card, and recorded their personal details. Mr. Mwanangombe said the incident occurred in full view of police officers and Electoral Commission of Zambia officials, who did nothing despite the MP's actions clearly violating the Electoral Code of Conduct, warning that such behavior undermines public trust and compromises the integrity of the electoral process. He further criticized Mr. Sampa for later publishing the observer's personal information, including their photo and NRC number, on Facebook, calling the act irresponsible and dangerous, and has demanded that Mr. Sampa delete the post immediately.
CCMG observers deployed across the country are duly accredited by the Electoral Commission of Zambia in accordance with the Electoral Process Act. Their role is to independently monitor electoral processes, promote transparency, and contribute to the integrity of Zambia's electoral process. Observers must be allowed to operate freely without harassment, interference, or intimidation from any stakeholder, as provided in the Electoral Code of Conduct. Further, the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights and for the Rights to Peaceful Assembly and Association recognized election observers as human rights defenders in 2022.
Efforts to get a comment from Mr. Sampa proved futile by broadcast time. Police in Lusaka have launched a manhunt for suspects involved in the murder of a 56-year-old Chinese national, Yu Bin, of Woodlands, who was killed by unknown criminals on 24th November 2025. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said Mr. Bin had left his home around 10 hours in his Chevrolet vehicle registration number ALP818 to withdraw money from a bank in Chilenje. He explained that upon returning home around 12 hours, Mr. Bin was shot by suspects believed to have been following him, and the assailants then fled on a motorbike, taking an undisclosed amount of cash and other valuables. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
As he waited for the gate to open, the suspect, believed to have been trailing him, approached, shot him, and fled with an undisclosed amount of cash and other valuables. They were riding a motorbike whose registration number has not yet been established. The body has been deposited in Maina Soko Medical Center mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination. The Zambia Police Service appeals to members of the public with information that may assist in identifying and apprehending the suspects to report to the nearest police station. All information received will be treated with utmost confidentiality.
The Zambia Land Alliance has called for the establishment of a clear legal framework to guide the administration of customary land in the country. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole said the absence of a governing legal structure has made it difficult for stakeholders to distinguish between customary land and state land. Mr. Musole has noted that customary land in Zambia remains largely undocumented, creating challenges in boundary identification and land classification. He has explained that without proper documentation and legislation, it becomes difficult for authorities and communities to determine where customary land ends and state land begins, an issue that continues to fuel land disputes.
I think we need a legal framework. We need a legal framework that will govern customary land administration. We need a system that will integrate customary land and federal land so that it's very, very clear. We know this is the customary land, this is state land, and it's all registered, and it becomes easy even for state institutions, for anybody to say that this is state land, this is customary land. Right now, customary land is not documented. And so even to talk about the boundaries of customary land and state land, that becomes blurred, because when it's not registered, it's not mapped, it's difficult to prove the boundaries of customary land. So that is a challenge.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, economist Dr. Luvinda Havazoka has described Zambia's exit from debt default status as a progressive step towards the country's economic development. This follows S&P Global Ratings' decision to upgrade Zambia's long- and short-term foreign currency sovereign credit ratings to a stable outlook, confirming the country's official exit from default status. Dr. Havazoka says the development reflects improved national credit worthiness and is expected to reduce the cost of borrowing due to heightened confidence in Zambia's financial standing. He adds that the upgrade is significant for attracting investor interest, as investors are more likely to engage with a country that is no longer in a debt default position.
Since the debt restructuring process, Zambia